Hi there, Levi. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any of your questions, and also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your young company. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. I mean, that's where we all go as consumers, and that's the power of this particular listing, especially for a young company like yours. People will be able to pick up the phone and call you directly, find you online without already knowing the name of your business. Of course, they'll just be typing in things like tree care, tree service, tree trimming, tree removal.
Right.
Whatever they type in, your company will pop up. Now, Mary did not attach a website here, so is there not currently a website for your business?
Yeah, I haven't made a website.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, there's no problem with that, because we do websites for our clients that don't have one. And, I mean, our job is not just to list you on that first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to call you. And, of course, it's not just on Google. You'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. And then because of all the content that we'll create, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them talking about your services and your service area, that content's going to have you pop up in that local map or that pack result. Now, is it just you doing the work? Do you have a couple of guys, a crew? How much more work can you take on at this point?
I have as many guys as I need. I just need to get
Perfect.
To work, really.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, this is designed to get a steady stream of phone calls directly to you from both residential and commercial clients. Now, because you are servicing a good 40 miles, this would also include Facebook or Meta ads to get you found very quickly, get your phone ringing. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's most profitable for you to be found, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a fixed flat rate. Because you are a young company, you qualify for the new business rate, reduced pricing for newer businesses. In this case, it is actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would save you exactly $300 every single month, and it will bring your rate down from what would normally have been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299, and that $299 would in fact be the exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and chasing down that same lead, being in a bidding war with your competitors. The calls come to you, and again, obviously, when someone decides to call you, they're pretty serious about speaking with you or even hiring you for your services. Now, what I'd like to do here would be to include the website for you at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Of course, the hosting and updating included, meaning that, you know, you can take more photos of jobs we send your way, videos, whatever it is. We can add new content, update services. There would never be any additional cost for us to do that. It would only ever be the exact amount of $299. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, and of course, you're not paying for the leads. You are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, of course, so you can see how much work you're getting. Is that something you think you might want for your business at this point, that first page placement and the calls that would come from it?
Yes, sir. I would, yeah, I definitely would need help, like, opening up a website. As far as,
okay,
like, running it and everything else, after it's open, I would more so, of course, want to run it.
You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, like I said, and one of the things that you can do there is, of course, access your website. You can upload photos for additional content. You can request content changes and things like that. So, of course, the most important thing about any website is that people see it. I mean, some business owners spend thousands of dollars and wait for months for a custom website to be completed, but without the right off-page optimization, without the right backlinks to the directories that Google indexes, a website, no matter how fancy, can end up the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So, of course, our job first and foremost is to make sure that your company pops up on that first page. We would, though, be able to include that website. Now, that tracking and reporting, like I said, it is available for you 24/7. We call it your client dashboard. The information does update in very near real time, so you know how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir. I just, I'd definitely like to get the advertisement.
Yeah, and I mean, Google it, right? It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And, you know, when we don't know who to call, and for many of us, for at least for a lot of the services we need, we don't know who to call. And we don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages. We just Google it. We jump on our smartphone. We hop on our computer. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone that we see on that first page. So, you know, even as a young company, you can outcompete and win the job over a bigger, well-established business as long as you're on that first page where people are looking. And it is, it's Hobbs Tree Care, right? The name of the business, that's how you want it to be branded. And Levi Hobbs is your last name?
Yes.
I never do want to assume. Mr. Hobbs, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, it is.
And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, it's a smartphone.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, on your website, of course, be a contact form so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email. So, again, you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that form also repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it could be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. Mr. Hobbs, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
HobbsTreeCare@gmail.com.
Perfect. So the name of the business at gmail.com. Obviously, we would be able then to put that email address physically on the website as well as attach it to the contact form. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and Levi, it is usually the method most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email it to you, but a lot of the times we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email? Any of those? All of those?
All of them's fine.
All of them? Good, yeah. There's going to be some overlap, some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, that type of thing. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You always go out to that customer to perform the work. No one ever does come to you. There's no storefront or brick-and-mortar location, right?
No.
Perfect. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if it was a shop or a small office. Since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address any more than you do. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door. It would just be listed city and state. And then, of course, with all the content that we create, we can target specific cities or even zip code subdivisions where you most want to be found. Now, Mary did attach the Angie leads here, or the Home Advisor profile. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right
I'm
now?
Using it.
How
yeah,
do you
I'm
like
using it?
It
right now. I don't really like having to pay for the leads.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is, I mean, there's a little bit of hit or miss involved there. I mean, it is a shared lead system where, you know, you get the same lead that gets sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. So it's hard sometimes to turn that lead into a job. The reason that I ask, though, is if you're using that service currently, there's a promo code in our system, if I can just find it. There it is. It's not specifically for Angie Leads, but it is for someone who is currently spending advertising dollars elsewhere. And it does allow me to adjust the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing, that $99 setup fee. Sometimes I'll take $20, $30 off or cut it in half. In this case, you know, partly because you're a young company, partly because you know, I know how expensive that service can be, and it's also Friday. I'm trying to get these listings filled today and hopefully even take an early end of the afternoon here. I want to waive your setup fee altogether, save you that extra $99 off the back end. It would just be then that fixed flat rate of $299 even in that first month. And again, that's with the website included. If you don't have any other questions for me, I will do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call for later today with one of our technicians. That's where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to promote your business and create that website. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And the other thing I'll do is I'll read a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to the account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, of course, that fixed flat rate that we are, in fact, in this case, waiving your setup fee and including your website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am required to read it before I can even ask for any form of payment, but if it all makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, and give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it does read as follows. Levi, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Hobbs Tree Care.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Hobbs, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Levi Hobbs, owner.
Okay. And then, Levi, as the owner of Hobbs Tree Care, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. It does say, for the form of payment that you'll be using, are you an authorized user on that card as well for the billing information you'll be using for our services?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a silly question. I just have to ask. It's not a card you found off of the street or are borrowing and using without your friend's permission. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie Leads, and there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Levi, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Hobbs, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we will create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people needing your services in your service area are able to pick up the phone and call you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Hobbs, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So now, with all of... Oh, go ahead.
Are you saying that I need to take away the Angie's leads too?
No. I'm saying we are already aware of it, and there is no direct conflict with that. It looks like the information on there is accurate as far as the business name and as far as the phone number goes. So that's really what we're looking for. Like I said, we will do what's called a NAPW audit. We want to make sure that the name, address, phone number is accurate and consistent. But the address on there is 310 East Halifax. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based and you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first or during or after, right? That's not an address you would want provided
right.
for your business online. Is that your home address?
Yeah, it's my home address.
It is, okay. Yeah, and like I said, Google does not want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door, so you'll only be listed city and state, certainly not any zip code and not that physical street address, and then with the content and the ads, we'll be able to target specific zip codes where you most want to be found. Now, with all of the reductions in costs that I'm applying here, actually waiving your setup fee, reducing your subscription costs, with it being a flat rate and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 10th of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. Levi, of course, that means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running the Facebook Meta ads for you, and this does also include, in this case, a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299. And once again, Levi, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, you can discontinue the service. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Levi, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hobbs, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. Is there an app that I control it by or anything like that?
Yes, you will have both a dedicated website that you can access, my.localsplash.com. You also will have a downloadable app that you can access 24/7. The information does update in very near real time, so almost, several times throughout the day anyway, and you do have access to that. Now, that does conclude the voice verification, Levi. Is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
This is actually my girlfriend's card.
Okay.
Is it able to use that or not?
Does it bill to the same address, the 310 East Halifax?
Yes.
Okay. And that's 32759?
Yes.
Okay, and you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
All right, 4741 6590.
Okay.
1639.
Okay.
And then 1699.
And then the expiration month and year?
That's 0526.
And the last five of 2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
184.
Okay, so I've got 184 on the back, and then it's May or 05 of 2026 for the expiration date?
It's 05-26, says 05-26.
Gotcha. And then the card itself was at 4741 6590 1639 1699.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yep, give me just a second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Am I able to switch the card eventually for the payment?
Yes, at any time. You can do that a number of different ways. You can either give us a call and have us update that for you, or you can actually access through your client dashboard. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can update billing information at any time.
Okay.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team before or after hours, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business you did you receive both the text and the email?
Yes, sir.
If you open up the email, of course, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is at the bottom, and in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click there, it goes right where the text message automatically opens up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. So, of course, we are going to optimize your Google Business Profile. We will mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says that you certify that you are authorized to use the card on file. And then in the longer box that we've got below that line with the arrow pointing to it, we just want you to tap or click there and type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is case sensitive and it needs appropriate spacing. So if you do copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Levi Hobbs in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Levi, that does a few things. It actually, of course, lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in doing so when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. It's asking me for that.
So first of all, you don't have to worry about that right now. It is coming from it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is your client dashboard. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system right now. I think if you were able to put in a username, it would give you, if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the page itself has not yet been created. I can give you the username, though. There is not yet a default password. Once we do the client interview, we'll start creating that content, and when you're client dashboard is active, when you can actually activate it, track it, we'll officially email and text you out both your username and your password. The username is simply the phone number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers itself. So the username will always be 386-402-1722. Like I said, in the next day or so, we'll give you the username and the default password once you log into your account. You can update and change that default password as you see fit.
Okay.
I'm also going to email out you a calendar invite for that client interview. It does have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Again, they're basically the same thing. And in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do reference either your phone number or your username. Then we can easily access that information, forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview, they will officially give you the photos at localsplash.com email, so you can email the photos team directly if you like, although the support email is the catch-all for everything related to your account, and you can certainly send anything and everything there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Looks like we're booked up for this next hour, but there is one available at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, and then 4, 5, and 6. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want something early, like, well, early-ish, that 2 o'clock, 3, 4, 5, 6, what's going to work better for you, 1 o'clock?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, 1 o'clock is fine.
1 o'clock? Okay. So it'll be scheduled from 1 until 2. The call itself would take to you, get to you like a few minutes after 1. I'm going to send you that calendar invite now as well. It's really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. And that's fine if you do. It says Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then, like I said, it's got your name, it's got your username, your phone number on there. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. You will, an hour prior, maybe there's just a couple of minutes for our automated system to send you out that email reminder an hour prior. And then, like I said, I'm sending you that calendar invite as well. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and earn your business just 1 month at a time. It's also been a real pleasure speaking with you. You're kind and patient, and I don't get all of that on a single phone call every time. In fact, sometimes I get none of that. But it's always nice to speak with someone who has been as respectful of my time as I certainly hope I've been of theirs, and you have been respectful, and I appreciate your time. And like I said, it's going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call, but you enjoy the rest of the day. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hobbs. Thanks a lot, Levi. Take care. Bye-bye.